to Agronomy for Farmer Success, a podcast brought to you by Osmus Farm Supply. Today in the Osmus Farm Supply podcast studio, we have Jason Jimerson with us. And Jason is with AMVAC, and he is one of the leads working with us with our SIMPAS program. Jason, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your position within AMVAC and the SIMPAS program?
Sure. Thanks, Michelle. Yeah, so my name is Jason Jimerson, and I am the SIMPAS Technologies Commercial Manager for AMVAC. So within our SIMPAS Technologies umbrella, we have both our SmartBox Plus technology and our SIMPAS technology that we've been testing here in partnership with Osmus Farm Supply for a couple of years.
And Jason, you reside in beautiful Montana, right?
I do. Bozeman, Montana.
Yes. So you are here today with us in Rake, and you've been out to see a couple of our customers. What exactly is SIMPAS, and what does SIMPAS stand for?
Yeah, so SIMPAS is actually an acronym. So it stands for Smart Integrated Multi-Product Prescription Application System. Clearly a mouthful, so that's why we just call it SIMPAS. And it's a multi-product system, and we have a history with SmartBox. So we have provided the SmartBox equipment technology to the market for a number of decades, and our president and CEO, Eric Wintemute, had an idea of something similar to an inkjet printer, where the planter would go through the field and the cartridges would turn on and off, just like an inkjet printer does with various colors of the cartridges, to paint your picture. And so the idea behind SIMPAS was really that, to help a farmer more efficiently and effectively and sustainably apply multiple products within their field only where they need to go. So that's the background and the history of SIMPAS, and we've invested in a process that's been allowing us to gain real-time feedback over the course of the last couple of years. This was our first commercial year where systems were commercially available. We've been fortunate to partner with Osmus Farm Supply for a number of years to help us identify good farmer prospects who could help us test the system. So we have worked with a customer of Osmus Farm Supply to use the system and give us feedback on how to make improvements. And so this is our second year working with them, and I was able to go out today and take a look at the planter and get feedback on what's working, what we need to focus on making improvements around, so that we can continually make the experience the best that it can be for the farmer. So we're committed to developing a system that does what it needs to do, and we rely on the feedback from our partners, and Osmus Farm Supply is a key partner who's helped us identify these farmers to help provide some of that real-time in-field feedback.
Okay. You were saying that SIMPAS has only been around for a couple of years. Could you give us a little bit of what SIMPAS is looking for towards the future in their products?
You bet. So we are not an equipment company. AMVAC does not aspire to be an equipment company, but we see the ability for us to develop this equipment so that solutions can be provided to the farmer to address a variety of agronomic needs. So the products go through what we call smart cartridge containers. They fit on the system. So we're developing products that farmers can purchase to address those agronomic needs prescriptively in their fields. And so what we see and what excites us about the future is this is a system that can apply granular products today, up to three per row, but we also are going to be introducing liquid products that can go into the system, and the ability for us to get to potentially six products per row. And so the future for us is really exciting around the product side, what solutions we can bring, what SIMPAS applied solutions can be developed, and then what other partners can bring forward as well. So this is an open platform system. AMVAC has invested in developing it because we want to be able to provide solutions to the farmer, but we're also working with other key manufacturing partners to identify solutions that they have that could be a good fit for application through the system. Our ultimate end game objective is to provide solutions that address needs farmers have so that they can be more effective, more profitable, and sustainably profitable at the same time.
Even though this is the first year that SIMPAS has been commercially available, this isn't the first year it's been out in the fields. It has been out in the fields on the research side of things and with customers that have volunteered to get that information. So how many years of information do you have, or did you have, prior to launching SimPass commercially this year?
Great question, and we've been on a development pathway for a number of years. So the idea behind SimPass is almost a decade old. And so we've been working toward it incrementally. And so we've developed a patented granular meter that we've tested for multiple years in the field. We have thousands of acres of products that have been applied through those meters to make sure that we have the experience with that aspect of the system. And then we've been designing the actual physical hardware for a number of years as well. So we had kind of an alpha system in the field 3 years ago. We had what we call beta system in the field 2 years ago, and last year we had what we call pre-commercial systems. And so, as you mentioned, development is an iterative process. So we've taken things that worked and tried to enhance them, and we've learned from the areas that didn't work as well and tried to make improvements at the same time. And it's a continually evolving process, both on the hardware and on the software side. We've partnered with Trimble to help us really develop the user interface. It's an ISO-based application that'll allow a farmer to control the system from an ISO-compatible display that has the horsepower sufficient to run the system. So we're continually looking at ways we can improve and enhance the system, both from a physical hardware perspective, but also on the software side as well.
Somebody is listening to our podcast today, and they're thinking that, man, that's really, SimPass would fit into my operation pretty smooth. As you were saying, you're not a hardware company. How does your hardware, retrofit to existing equipment? Is it something that you have to have certain equipment to have? Is it something you can retrofit any planter with, or how does that process all work?
You bet. So because we have experience with our SmartBox system, which is also a system that can be installed as an aftermarket equipment solution on most every make and model of planter, because we have that experience, now we're able to take that experience and allow for a similar approach with SimPass. So we've developed planter-specific brackets that we have available for specific planter makes and models. We've got pretty good coverage for planters that could be equipped with the SimPass system. We're going to continue to grow the number of brackets and number of planters that the system can be installed on. But we're also partnering again with Trimble on the distribution side. The Trimble dealer network is the path to market for our equipment solution. So if a farmer is interested and specifically wants to think about whether the system can fit on their planter, they would work with their local Trimble dealer who's supporting the SimPass product line to come evaluate what planter they have and see what bracketry we have that would work for their system. So again, we want this to be an open platform. Regardless of what color a planter you're running and what specific row unit you have, our aspiration is to have a solution that can be installed and work on any maker model of planter.
For those that have listened to our podcast from the start, Nate Eitzman is our SimPass agronomist here at Osmus Farm Supply. And he did a podcast on Ambec's financial program that they have available if you are interested in purchasing that. You can go back and listen to Nate's podcast on the whole financial program that they have available. But if you are ready to do this, whether you're going to take advantage of Ambec system, payment system, that or not, how does that work once you're ready? Does a crew up from Ambec come out and install SimPass, or do you just get a bunch of boxes and cross your fingers Christmas Eve when you're putting your kids' gift together at 11 p.m.? Or how does that all work?
Sure. So again, because our path to market is through Trimble and Trimble's dealer network, the sale of the equipment actually will go through the Trimble dealer. And the interested farmer will work with their Trimble dealer to purchase the equipment. Trimble may have financing options that the farmer may want to consider, but that'll all be managed through Trimble and their dealer network, and installation will be as well. So the Trimble dealer has, staff to accommodate the installation and calibration of the system. So the farmer will work directly with Trimble. And we've invested in some resources as well to try to make the experience as user-friendly. So we have user guides that we've developed for both the Trimble dealer for installation, but also for farmers while they're operating. So we've got online-based user guides that we've made available to anyone who is interested in the system, and then those who purchase the system will have access to these user guides so that they have the best experience possible, both from installation but also all the way to operation in the field. So we have resources that we've developed on the AMVAC side to help support the Trimble dealers, but ultimately the boots on the ground is going to come from the Trimble dealer network to provide that support for installation, calibration, and in-season support as well.
And again, if anybody is interested in that process, go ahead and give Nate Eitzman a call. He's at the Osmus Farm Supply Rake location. Or you can give any of your Osmus Farm Supply agronomists a call, and if they can't get you the answer, they will contact Nate or have you contact Nate. Since Osmus Farm Supply has been part of SimPass from kind of the get-go almost, and we're getting more and more products that are in-furrow products, more and more products that are going on at planting time. So SimPass seems like the logical step towards that. Now that you are moving toward adding the potential of liquid at the same time as granular, the future is looking bright. However, since it is the first commercial year, it's kind of one of those things where like, yeah, it's happening, but where? So Osmus Farm Supply will be hosting a educational event here in the Rake location. Jason has graciously accepted the invite to come and leave beautiful Montana for cornfields of Iowa again. then maybe a little greener next time you come. But if you are interested in that, go ahead, keep looking at our Facebook page, keep in contact with our newsletters. And if you don't see anything, again, call and we'll get you information on that. Kind of waiting to see when planting ends to schedule that so that we can get everybody and we're not getting into spray season on that. Anything else that you would like to say about the SimPass program out there?
Yeah, I would just like to say how fortunate we are to have Osmus Farm Supply as a leading partner. And Harlan and Amy and the entire team here have been with us every step of the way from the idea of SimPass to now putting it into the field. Osmus Farm Supply has been a supporter and advocate for us. And really that's critical for us as a SimPass team, because ultimately, a farmer is only going to want to adopt the SimPass technology if they have a trusted advisor they can work with to identify what specific agronomic needs are going to be addressed with the product solutions, with agronomists who can develop prescriptions for them to tell the system what to apply and where to apply it. And so that critical trusted advisor role is a natural pairing here between Osmus Farm Supply and our SimPass team, because that's the expertise, that's the credibility that the team here brings to the market. And so we're thrilled to partner with Osmus Farm Supply, because we see the value and the benefit to line up exactly with the services that Osmus Farm Supply provides to its farmer customers. And it's a win-win for everyone here. So thanks for the opportunity, and we look forward to continuing to grow the partnership even further.
Yes, and as you talk about continuing to grow the partnership, as SimPass grows and more technology and more products get out there, Osmus Farm Supply will grow with that. Again, if you have any questions about the SimPass program, please give your Osmus Farm Supply agronomist a call. And we thank Jason for coming today and going out and meeting with not only because our customer that is using SimPass, but here at the Osmus Farm Supply farm. You'll be out going for a ride here in just a few minutes, right?
That's right. Going to plant some soybeans.
Yeah. So, all right. Thank you, Jason.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you for listening to Agronomy for Farmer Success. If you'd like any additional information, please contact your trusted Osmus Farm Supply agronomist. Please make sure to subscribe to Agronomy for Farmer Success on your podcast player of choice, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and more, to be notified when new episodes become available.